Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
Hello, hi. My name is Salah. I am from Saudi Arabia. I came here to London to study English, and I hope I take a PhD degree in England. Today I am really, really happy with BBC.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge. Thank you for helping us.
Thank you.
First, I want you to listen to a short conversation and answer this question. Who is older, the boy or the girl?
Have you got any kids?
Yeah, a girl and a boy.
How old are they?
The girl's 10 and the boy is 7.
Okay, so did you catch it? Who's older, the boy or the girl?
The girl is older. The girl is 10, but the boy is 7.
Okay, the girl is 10 and the boy is 7. Now, I want you to listen to the conversation again. What words do you hear before girl and boy? There are two different words. Listen again.
Have you got any kids?
Yeah, a girl and a boy.
How old are they?
The girl's 10 and the boy is 7.
Two different words there before girl and boy. What were they?
The girl.
The girl, so we had the, also.
And the boy.
And the boy, so we had the there. That's one word. But the also, there was another word before boy and girl in the first question.
A girl.
A girl
and a boy.
And a boy. So we had a and the. Now, those two small words are the focus of today's grammar challenge. Let's go over to Nuala to find out a little bit more about articles.
Okay. Today, we're looking at articles. That's the words a, an, and the. There are two kinds of articles, definite and indefinite. The definite article is the, and the indefinite articles are a and an. We'll be looking at this topic again in future grammar challenges, but today we'll begin by concentrating on one main difference between the definite and indefinite articles. When we're referring to something or someone for the first time in a conversation or a piece of text, we use a. Listen.
Have you got any kids?
Yeah, a girl and a boy.
In this conversation, Diarmaid uses a because it's the first time he's mentioned his children. But when we refer to something or someone both speakers in the conversation know about, we change to use the. Listen.
How old are they?
The girl's 10 and the boy is 7.
Now Helen and Diarmaid know which children they're talking about. They're talking about Diarmaid's children. So that's why he uses the and says the girl and the boy. So, to recap, we use a or an, the indefinite article, the first time we refer to something or someone. And we use the definite article, when both the speaker and the listener know about the person or thing being discussed. That's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
So that's articles, which many students find tricky. We're going to give you a little challenge on articles now. We're going to play you Helen talking about her holiday, sentence by sentence. Okay. After each sentence, I'm going to ask you, do you think that sentence is correct or not correct? And you can tell me about the articles in that sentence. Okay, so let's hear the first sentence.
We went to France on holiday last month. At first, we stayed in a hotel in Paris. It was good that the hotel was so central, but it was very noisy.
So do you think that sentence is correct or not correct?
No, it's correct.
Okay, can you explain why?
Because the first time she told a hotel, and the second time she told the hotel.
Perfect, exactly right. Let's have a listen to the next sentence. Okay. Are there any mistakes in here?
We went on a tour to see a lot of art galleries. A tour started at 9 and finished at 6.
Okay, how about that one?
This is incorrect.
It's wrong?
Yeah,
yes, it is wrong.
Because she told a tour at the first part of the sentence, and she told that to, at all again.
Okay.
She didn't use that.
Well done, that's perfect. Okay, let's have a listen to the next part of the story. Is this sentence correct or not?
A first art gallery was really interesting.
A first, she must use that.
Yes, that's exactly right. Well done. Well spotted. Okay, here's another sentence. Are there any mistakes in it?
After Paris, we went to Bordeaux. We stayed in the lovely little hotel there.
So, are there any problems with that sentence?
Yeah, it's incorrect because she used that hotel. She must use a hotel.
Exactly, because it's the first time we've heard of the hotel in Bordeaux. Saleh, congratulations on completing your grammar challenge.
Thank you.
BBCLearningEnglish.com